Welcome, everybody, to the first video episode of the Digital Bath Podcast.
Hopefully.
And hopefully not the last. We are here today to talk about GamesCon and...
GamesCon.
I thought it was a convention. It's calm. I was corrected.
Fuck,
I'm sorry.
They're German.
GamesCon. Oh, yeah, because they're German. So join us, everyone, tonight, and have some fun. Welcome back. Today, we got the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. We got Dakota Burton all the way to my far left. Say hi, Dakota.
Hi, Dakota.
Ooh.
We have the smooth talker, Jesse Bateo, right here to my direct left.
Hey, how you doing?
To my right, we got Christopher James.
Ooh, nice. Good save.
Yeah, the bearded one here. He's always looking good.
I was like, they could not know my name, and I was going to shoot you in the face.
They already know your name if they listen to this.
No.
Yeah, it's Ranch Ripper.
Yeah, baby.
Triple Dipper.
Triple Dipper Ranch Ripper. And myself, the mini fridge, Nick. I am excited to be bringing us into the first ever video episode. Let's get into it, guys. And as we do that, let's christen this fucking episode.
Clink the drinks.
I was going for the bottom. Going for the base.
Have you ever seen people miss a clink?
There you go. The base, my friend.
Very quiet.
Slap it a bit. Oh.
But we got the
clink.
Cheers, boys.
Together. So this is not great. These were $5 for 12, and now I know why.
Now you know why.
What are they called? Cacti?
Cacti. There's agave
cactus
in there.
Juice.
So, Nick, your can kind of looks like it. But you remember that really bad shit you got that one time?
Oh, the fermented shit?
Oh, dude, that was so bad.
You talking about mine?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
no.
bad. That
I
was
remember
real bad.
I remember taking like one swig of it and we poured the rest out and like your
for
sink.
For your homies?
Yeah, for the homies. And your Jesse's sink smelled like that shit for a couple days.
Dude, I don't remember what that was, but it smelled like burnt rubber and burnt hair.
It tastes like burnt rubber.
Hot earwax.
All I remember is you guys drinking and just complaining about it the whole time.
It
and I looked
bad.
At the can and I was like, it literally says fermented on this.
The problem, it's really hard for me to not drink things when I buy them. Like, I've got that mentality from, like, when I was a kid where my dad's
like don't
like,
waste it.
You bought it. You eat it. And I'm like,
just
it burns my insides. God.
I don't know why I thought a broccoli pie would be good. Like, that's my mentality.
You bought a broccoli pie?
No, not at all. That's not a thing.
Speaking
but...
of broccoli pie, GamesCon 2021.
Looking pretty broccoli pie.
For people that don't know, what is GamesCon?
German E3.
Basically.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, yeah. That's what it is.
Well, and by that, he doesn't mean that it's just games that come out in Germany or anything.
That would be sweet, though.
It is games coming out for the whole world, and GamesCon takes place in Germany.
Oh, no.
Das Boot. It's just called Das Boot.
Ooh.
They're like, this is like a butterfly. This is Schmetterling.
Is that?
That's the German word for butterfly.
Is that the only German word you know?
I also know Krankenhaus, which is hospital.
Ooh, I like it.
Krankenhaus?
Yeah. Krankenhaus.
All right.
I thought it was Krankenhausen, but that's extra that didn't need to be there.
Okay.
That's it.
Lederhosen.
Nice.
I don't ever want to wear that. So, let's get into what's the first big game that caught your eye when we were watching GamesCon?
The one that instantly, like, I think got Facebook attention would be Marvel's Midnight Suns, which is done by the XCOM people, and it is a new Marvel game, new universe, so it's not your MCU, characters.
Right.
It is those characters, but not the same way.
Correct.
Pretty excited for you. It looks really cool.
I was kind of surprised how kind of pumped I was after watching that trailer.
It was a great trailer.
It was. And they had a really good take on a Metallica song. What song was it?
Enter Sandman.
Thank you. It was a fantastic take on that, and also new characters. One new character.
With established Marvel characters.
But some characters we haven't seen in a while because everything's just MCU'd out. I mean,
yeah.
You know, ever since that started, the gift and curse has been.
If you weren't Avengers or Guardians, you weren't in a video game for a while.
Yep.
So yeah, you got Magic, which is an X-Men character. Pretty.
Who was in New Mutants.
Yeah, it was in the New
for
Mutants
the
movie.
For the 7 people that watched that.
Ooh, sorry about that. And then you had Blade, which is going to be in the MCU, but this looks like, you know, classic.
He's
going to
be like part of the classic MCU. Like, I thought they were making a Blade movie, but I didn't know it was tying in.
It's
I'm sorry.
MCU. Yes, it is MCU.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that why they're doing PG? Are they still stuck on the PG-13?
They haven't
going
said anything about that yet.
For a long time, they were like, it's going to be PG-13.
I never remember hearing that.
You weren't paying attention.
Yep.
Speaking of R versus PG-13, other characters are going to be in the game as well.
Ghost Rider.
That are
third Ghost
Robbie
Rider.
Robbie Ray is Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Oh.
Something different.
He's the newest Ghost Rider.
With a car instead of a motorcycle.
What the fuck?
Don't do that. You don't know. He's cool.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that he's Mexican instead of a white.
Well, his name is Reyes.
What the hell?
Got him. Then, of course, you got Iron Man is going to be in it. Captain America.
Iron
Wolverine,
Man or Iron.
Wolverine.
Doctor Strange.
Iron mm-hmm. Daughter person girl.
I said Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Tony Stark.
Oh,
Tony,
I didn't know.
Tony Stank is going to be in
it. There was the young person.
And then several characters they have not shown. They said there'd be 12, I think, total characters. Mm-hmm. So there are a few that they haven't shown yet that you'll team up with, you'll buddy up with.
And the main character is you. Who
Hunter.
Is Hunter, and you are basically resurrected from a coffin in the trailer, and you are able to be fully customized and fight along all the other MCU characters in this game and take down the big bad villain, which is Lilith.
So very supernatural-inspired enemies in this game.
Mother of all demons, which is a bad rap.
That seems cool to me.
I mean, it's cool, but like, it's a bad rap.
I think other than that, X-Men Destiny game, and not counting the Lego games, I can't remember another time where you get to create a character and fight alongside Marvel characters in recent memory, so that seems kind of cool, kind of a fresh take on it, and then it's going to be a tactical RPG, most likely in the same vein as the XCOM games, which for me, I love the XCOM games a lot, and so that's kind of exciting to get a different take on that. So, and those are always high quality. You know what you're getting. You know, so that's exciting.
And this character was designed with Marvel.
Yep.
Like they actually like their story and who they are and everything was designed with Marvel. And that's awesome. It wasn't just a video game developer who was like, oh, we'll put our own take on it. They actually worked directly with the main people, and I think that's a lot of fun. And tactics games, if you're not familiar with what a tactics game is. It's basically, most of it's usually turn-based, but you have, in real-time strategies, you basically have, you know, different things that you might be able to set up. You can choose your attack, kind of like Final Fantasy in a sense, but if you've ever played the XCOM series, it's like that.
Chris's mind
is. If you never have, play it, you'll completely understand what I'm talking about.
Chris, you don't use the controller to move them, they move themselves.
What? Sounds dumb.
Not always.
You
not
tell
always.
Them what to do. Like, I know you the XCOM games. You're like, hey, go over here, attack this.
You hit the button and they go to the space.
Hey, defend here, do this. I get it. It doesn't excite me.
It's up to you.
Mario. It's Mario plus Rabbids, but with Marvel.
Yeah, it's the same game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's out on the Switch
but
right
with
now.
XCOM.
Whoa.
Whoa. Anyway, it looks cool.
I wonder if
it
does.
Looks cool, but...
If you like XCOM,
if you
chances
like XCOM,
are you'll like it.
If you like XCOM, which is not a huge market, I mean, enough that there were three or four
it's
games.
It's a pretty big market in the RTS department. People
right.
love
in the RTS
for that genre,
department.
It's definitely one of the
yes.
You keep
high
saying
profile.
Things that mean not for the mass at large.
Well, this might make it mass
it
at
might,
large. It's
it
Marvel.
Might because it's got X-Men in it.
It's got
Speaking
X games.
Of mass at large, Saints Row.
Who? Reboot.
The reboot, huh?
Reboot.
So... Deep Silver has bastardized one of my most cherished franchises since 360. A friend of mine, Cody, not friends with them, obviously, no.
A friend of ours,
Cody,
wow.
really got
Shout
my
Shout out
friend
to you,
more.
Cody.
Really got me onto him and been playing him ever since. And Saints Row 4, while I've played it five times.
While
I don't know,
I've played
it's
it.
It's fucking terrible.
It is. I I actually love that game, but it's bad.
It's fine.
I agree. It's bad. It's nowhere near what Saints Row should have ever been, but I enjoyed that game. One.
Like all of them?
What do you mean?
All of the Saints Row games are bad.
No.
Okay,
no.
Just the first
just four.
Oh, just four.
Saints Row 4.
Saints Row, I would say Saints Row 2 is probably the most cherished one, but Saints Row 3 I think had the best game.
Really fun. Mm-hmm.
All
really,
I know is really back good. In the days when we all worked at when we worked at the Devil, it was never Saints Row. It was always Saint Rose.
Saint Rose?
Saint Rose.
Saint Rose.
Y'all got that Saint Rose 3? Mike, I've got Saints Row the 3rd.
So one of the greatest things about Saints Row, the first one comes out, it's just an exact copycat of GTA.
Yep. Right.
A decently done one, not nearly on the same quality, but you know, a copycat. And then for whatever reason, for 2, they just decided to get crazy mm-hmm. with that shit, you know.
Crazy with
and
the cheese whiz.
The rest is history, you know, the silly antics, the over the top action, just people fell in love with it.
Yep. Was it the 3rd where it was basically like a superhero game?
That was 4.
That was 4.
Okay.
And what they did so well with it, they took Grand Theft Auto and they flipped it on its head and made the characters the focal point.
Yes.
The complete
yes.
focal
Johnny
point.
Johnny Gap. Absolutely. Yes. Amazing.
And the character development and the story involved with them is what really drove that to another level.
Yes.
I love those games.
And the customization in those games, whether it be your outfits, what your character looks like, the vehicles has always been amazing.
Top notch.
So yeah. This is a hot debate right now with the community because a lot of people did not want a reboot. They wanted a remake of Saints Row 2, which is kind of what we were rumored we were getting.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're saying that the customization of your gang and your character is even more than the previous games. So that gives me hope that they care about, you know, the original franchise. I believe one of the developers just passed away from cancer. So definitely a hard hit.
Fuck
to the
cancer.
Yeah, a hard hit to the development team. But if this is coming out in February of next year, that tells me that it has to be close to
mm-hmm.
yeah.
completion here.
They've been working on it for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's in was Stillwater the first city and Steelport was the second city? I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's in Stillwater. It looks like it almost has kind of like a Hispanic flair to it almost wherever they're at. Like there was very much kind of that style
of
music.
That may be one of the gangs
ground.
That you're right. fighting against. There's probably multiple gangs like in the previous games.
And as from what we could see, at least no recognizable characters.
Right.
And maybe Kevin or whatever his name is turns into Johnny Gat.
Iconic
know,
purple was there.
Yeah, the purple's got to be there, right? And it's the upstart of a gang. So it's
mm-hmm.
the ingredients are there, right? It's just
right.
about what the overall product is, so we'll see.
And I mean, we saw a fucking
cinematic.
Right.
We have no idea what the game's actually going to be like, but
I'm hopeful.
With a February release date, if they're smart, they're going to release some gameplay. If they don't anytime soon,
I'm
going to
worry.
Stay the fuck
be
away
scared.
From
me.
Yeah.
Scared.
Yeah, fuck that. So yeah, that reboot looks interesting. A lot of backlash from people. I say you haven't seen it yet, so don't judge it. I mean, I think it looks interesting. I'm going to play it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you got some new gameplay and story elements for Far Cry 6. Giancarlo looks like a fucking badass in that game.
Yes.
Giancarlo Esposito played Gus in I almost said The Walking Dead. Breaking Bad. And
he became a Walking Dead.
Yes, he did. Oh,
spoilers.
That part was fucking dope.
That was
the only
sick.
Walker in Breaking Bad is Walter's son.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. He's also in The Boys and a smattering of other things. He is a badass actor, and he is the main villain in Far Cry 6.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Not Far enough Far of him 3. In The Boys, honestly.
Hmm?
There wasn't enough of him
oh, yeah.
in The Boys. It was
yeah.
very...
He put Homelander in his place, though.
Yeah,
well, yeah, he did, because he is...
Told him to go unfuck himself.
He mm-hmm. is that guy.
Yes, he is.
But he just does that.
It kind of reminds me a lot of what I loved about the first Far Cry and Far Cry 2 a little bit as well. You know, that really guerrilla warfare kind of look and the island tropical aspect I was really missing. Far Cry 3 had that as well.
Far Cry 3 is the best, in my opinion.
Such a good game. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of looks like it's harking back to more of its roots, which I'm super excited for. I didn't care for the last couple storylines, honestly. So I'm hoping for something a little more impactful.
I think 5
is that on?
I was gonna ask Nick but
the lens isn't even open.
I pressed record.
Okay.
But did you turn it on?
Yes.
I totally was looking at it during our Saints Row talk, and I was like, I'm just gonna assume it is on.
That shit ain't on. That shit ain't been on.
This is going to be an audio-only episode, everybody.
Well, only about 14.
Remember when I was saying, hopefully, our first video episode? My dumb ass kept looking at it and didn't
I did
even
too.
Notice.
I was like, doesn't I don't see the lens, but maybe I'm just dumb.
I was just happy to be here.
I'm glad you said something, Chris.
Will you leave this in the episode so people can see?
Hey, everyone.
People can hear.
Hey, so
people
can this hear. Was supposed to be a,
hey guys.
A video episode, and it's not going to be, man.
If you had the boys fucking up some aspect of the podcast on your bingo, go ahead and mark that now.
Scratch it off your list. There's your sign.
Here's your sign. And
there,
also...
There goes the watering hole.
Here's your sign.
Captain Crunch is a good breakfast. I don't know what they fucking say, okay?
Billing
what?
Ball. But yeah, Far Cry 6, I mean, looks cool.
Looks really dope.
I've been a fan of the Far Cry series for a long time. Yeah. I agree, 4 and 5 were kind of whatever.
Meh.
New Dawn was better than it deserved to be.
New Dawn was so good.
Yeah, it was way better than it deserved to be.
It's because, I mean, Far Cry should not try to navigate realism. I feel it does absurdity really well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 3 was never trying to take itself that seriously. Larger than life characters. It looks like they're bringing that back, right? Pagan Men in 4 tried to be very serious. It was not funny. 5 had some good elements to it, but again, took itself very seriously.
Very seriously.
New Dawn, you know, and Nick and I, you know, we both like Primal. Any of those ones.
Primal.
Just, yeah.
Primal was a lot of fun.
So.
Herc was the best.
Herc's always the best.
I will say the story in 5, though, I really enjoyed. I thought that was crazy.
I thought it was a cool idea for 5, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, killing white people. I love that idea.
Me too.
But yeah, no, and I think, I mean, you have a weapon. Jesse's like, it's about goddamn time.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've literally seen a weapon that lets you shoot a CD that's playing the Macarena at
mm-hmm.
people.
And
so,
fireworks.
You have a backpack that can shoot rockets out. So I like what they're doing. It very much has kind of what like a Cuban feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in Cuba. Since there's so many embargoes, they can't get a lot of
new tech
in, so they keep stuff in pristine condition. You know, they have to continuously do upkeep. So I like that idea of this as well, that they're kind of just making stuff that they have to. So looks cool.
It does. And of course Halo showed a cinematic trailer.
Looks cool.
It does. I mean, the trailer was a hype trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. Halo's good at hype trailers.
They are.
Yep.
They are good at hype
Horizon
trailers.
Horizon got a release date of next February. Horizon Zero.
Well, Halo that we were just talking about got a release date of December 8th.
True.
We're not done with Halo yet.
Yeah.
Hold
I mean,
that, on.
I was going to say the release Hold date on. And he jumped it, and then we were done with Halo.
Oh, we were?
Unless you want
to
say something.
I was going to ask if we needed to see anything more for Halo, but I guess we're moving on to.
I mean, I would like some more multiplayer footage.
I would
like a multiplayer beta.
There was a closed beta.
No, I want an open beta.
Yeah,
open one.
I want to play the game.
They might have it.
If you pre-order Crackdown 4, they're going to give you a code to put into a one-time...
Stop. Fucking stop.
All of a sudden, stop. Halo's like, we got an idea.
It was on the disc.
We're thinking portals. What do you think?
If you think that Crackdown 1 sold as well as it did... Because of that game, you're fucking.
You got
crazy.
A really cool game with a demo. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want to see if there is anything else I wanted to see for Halo before it comes out. Is I want to see an updated in-game campaign trailer.
I want to see an updated Gary. Is that what they call him?
I think that's what they call him.
Gorilla
Gary.
Man.
Yes, we need to see a better Gary.
Someone printed that out as a big sign at the WWE SummerSlam event and like had it held up the entire time on camera. It was fucking funny. But that's all I really want to see about Halo. But December 8th, I'm gonna play it. I always will. It's Halo, whatever.
I mean,
it's on Game
Pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably see us streaming it.
Yep. Well, the multiplayer in general, all of it's free anyway, so.
Well, we'll see. Maybe Splitgate will have caught so much momentum by that we won't care.
Speaking of Halo, they did show that at Gamescom,
they did.
Right? So we could talk about Splitgate for a hot-ass minute.
That is our new
bay. We really like that game.
That game is good.
Super good. If you're not playing it, so my quick story. If you're not playing it, it literally looks like Halo with portals. Once you play it, the controls are a little bit more loose than a Halo game is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more, like, I feel like you have a little bit more control, maybe.
So it's better.
A little Counter-Strike-y, maybe?
But, like, it's got, like, a little touch of arcade control to it. Like, it like not full Call of Duty, but I always thought Counter-Strike was kind of very, like, to the point, but...
Oh, okay.
If it's got
saying.
A little bit of loosey-goosey to it, then yeah. Okay. So, but no, very fun.
Bro, that season pass, though, $9.
You got a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot.
Well, it's the beta still, so they're trying to get people in there and getting their stuff.
Bringing back the not Battle Royale, because that's been such a thing for so long. And I get Call of Duty's still been doing... People have been doing not Battle Royale. But Battle Royale has been the big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with a little bit of a pushback. I love the rotating playlist, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's what I grew up on.
Tons of game modes. Lots of game modes.
And they're all Halo-based.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, name a game mode that... I mean, you shoot portals. It's different. But otherwise...
And here's the thing.
That shit is Halo.
You don't have to shoot portals, but the game definitely rewards you for being good with portals, right?
I think that's the only element you needed to kind of... Bring some new spin to the game. It doesn't always have to reinvent the wheel, but if you can do something that makes it feel fresh, that's all you need. And it does. It does enough to make that genre of shooter feel fresh.
And so, it's free.
Is it also on PlayStation? Or
yes.
Is it, okay.
All Microsoft has to do is buy Splitgate, or I'm sorry, buy Studio... 1047. That's what I said. And then they just throw that into the new Halo. Boom, you're done. They don't have to do shit.
Go on.
I was going to make a really bad joke. They could buy 1047. They already have 303. Add it together, get 1350, and just fucking keep going.
Okay.
Boom. Bob's your uncle.
So, Splitgate. Yes. It is a online multiplayer only, and it is free to play, free to download. It works similar to a battle royale where you have like a season pass. The battle pass, all that kind of stuff that you can do, except it plays like old school Halo multiplayer.
With portals.
And the portals are pretty cool. There's specific areas in every map where you can shoot portals. You can shoot through those portals. Enemies or even your teammates cannot see what's through those portals. Only you can. However, you can still go through them as an enemy or a teammate.
Or shoot
through them as an enemy and a teammate or a teammate.
The nice thing is your reticle goes red. If you're an enemy is in the portal shooting at you, you have a chance.
Yes. It doesn't, like we said, it doesn't completely reinvent the wheel. However, it does things differently enough to where it is very, very fun, very impressive, and it's fucking free. Do it.
It's quite polished for a out-of-nowhere beta game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yes, Jesse, back to what you were saying. Horizon Forbidden West, release date.
Got a release date in February of 2022, along with Saints Row. Did we say anything else that was coming out in February yet?
No.
King of Fighters 15. No, I don't know when that comes out.
It is February.
Is it really?
It is.
So there's a new King of Fighters, the 15th one, whatever.
Whatever.
Every single character from the
whatevering?
King of, every single fighter from the King
every
of Fighters
39
history.
Characters.
King of Fighters is the hand job of fighting games.
That's fine. I like those.
I enjoy a good fighting game.
Especially if
you like an old fashioned?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I thought that was root beer.
There's
extreme extreme climax.
Climax.
They've got a lot. They're lubing you up at least. It's not a dry hand job. Those aren't great unless you like dry. If you like dry hand jobs,
next game.
Sifu, which we had seen before, we got some more gameplay for that. Looks pretty dope. It's like a cell shaded. Sleeping Dogs?
It's over the shoulder, third person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fighting game, basically like a brawler. A lot of martial arts involved with it. Looks pretty dope.
A lot of knifing.
You can pick up knives when you knock people out and stab them. Yeah.
They didn't show a ton of stuff for it, but what they showed, it looks interesting. I'll probably give it a go.
In the same breath, I just want to bring up what was that? Midnight Fighting Express?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I showed that to the guys. Maybe being made by one person. It was a part of the Jeff Keighley presentation for Gamescom. And it just looks nice. You know, we're at this really cool point with video game technology where the game itself, like the camera and everything, doesn't have to be super elaborate, but still we're seeing like the animations are elaborate, right? So you can still get these tight-knit like camera where it's over the top, like Jesse brought up Hotline Miami, which is a great example.
Yeah, very much like that.
Yeah, those kind of styles, but we're still getting the intricate gameplay and mechanics. So it's a cool place to be at the moment.
It looked a lot like Diablo Miami. Like if you mix those two together.
Yeah,
they're also doing a fantastic job about of making those games look phenomenal.
Right.
Like,
especially for one person?
Right, exactly. Well, I know you guys weren't a fan of it. I played The Ascent recently.
I'm a fan.
Graphics, I'm sorry, I forgot. Guys, we're actually not on camera. I forgot I was pointing at Dakota. He wasn't the biggest fan, but
fuck that game.
That game looks phenomenal.
That game looked like nothing I've ever seen before. I'll give it that.
Maybe you and I playing it together. Fuck these Series X.
Let's do it.
Fuckers. Maybe you and I on the One X is getting in.
Let's do it.
I've never felt so
excluded.
Yeah, excluded.
Oh, it must be nice.
Like, you know what?
This is discrimination.
You know
what?
Was it like when peasants are like, you had fun.
Yeah, castle, I cannot believe it.
This is definitely what the peasants are like. They're just pissed at us. Standing on our castle up here, looking down on them.
You had a great time at Best Buy. We get it. Chris and I are going to play our own game.
Yeah, we're going to go in together and load at the same time.
I'm sure you
are. An hour later? That's fine.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, you guys can load each other all you want. Hey, what's next?
Hey, get preloaded, Dakota. I'm ready.
Get preloaded. Preload. They showed some more gameplay for Dying Light 2. We didn't show some videos of
that. You didn't show me a video of Dying Light 2?
But it looks fucking good. And they said there's going to be more...
More drop kicking zombies?
No, more human combat actually is what they said. Yeah. So you're not just gonna be able to slice and dice everything in your
slice
path. But a lot of the rope's gonna be a big part of this game.
I'm sorry, I didn't see the gameplay. So
did you see the trailer from a year ago?
There's a mechanic that they added where you have a rope that comes out of your asshole. And you're like a little spider.
Yeah, you fart it out and you just swing across the skyline.
I'm sorry you put any belief in me explaining that to you.
It comes out December.
Unfortunately, if it's Chris, there's too much rope that comes out.
So, Dying Light, one of the best games to come out of last generation, has a sequel made with the exact same studio and team. And they've had several years at this point to work on it. Fucking, let's already give it a 10 out of 10.
Looks great.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm ready to say that's one of the game.
It could be
nominated game of the year.
No, at this point, they could say the game's 3 hours long, and I'm like, already, I'll fucking just replay that multiple
times.
It's
Mirror's Edge all over again.
Greatest 3 hours of my life.
Great. What's next?
Dokev, which is a weird little game that
you both say weeaboo real weird.
Weeaboo.
Weirdaboo.
You're a boo.
So
I'm a
bugaboo. A bugaboo.
She do do.
So, I think that's bad.
I don't fucking know
what a bugaboo is.
I'm pretty sure that's a slur, and you should not say that.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
We're pretty close to a slur.
Maybe it is.
But here we go. So, Chris.
If it is, cut it out.
I would love to, as a you, I would love to get your take of what you think of that game.
Disgusting.
Why?
Go ahead.
Wait, it's too fucking...
Give me some...
The whole game is just so fucking cute, it makes me fucking sick.
Wait, let's describe what it is first.
No, I want Chris to describe it.
Okay,
Chris,
all right.
Chris, describe the game.
Small Asian children.
Yes.
Ride around on large skateboards.
Sounds awesome.
Or rollerblades.
And fight... cute, animalistic characters... with rainbow hammers and other cute rainbow shit.
So take Kingdom Hearts 3, sprinkle in a little bit of yokai and Pokemon, and then put it in like a GTA Online setting.
What? You almost got me.
And a little bit of Sunset Overdrive?
Yes.
Yes.
The environments look fucking beautiful.
The environments look good.
The game is coming out on some console I don't own yet.
And then they throw in some Asian kids with very large eyes. And
that means they're white. If they have large eyes, that means they're white.
Yikes.
Well, let's just delete that whole part. I'll just take that back. Let's just say there's a lot of very kitty graphics. I can't do it, man. That game could be fucking the best game. Like, it could take a giant shit on Dark Alliance as far as combat goes. And
which is not hard.
That's not hard to do at all. You literally just have to have like a 1-for-1 hit ratio. Like, oh, this game works.
And
right.
One extra button and you're good.
Hey, so I'd rather play The Ascent than Dark Alliance.
Whoa, really?
Dark Alliance was mindless.
Overall, yeah, it was mindless, but it was like fun.
It was fun
mindless.
With you guys.
That's what I'm saying.
It was fun with you guys.
And it worked.
I didn't even have fun when I was playing with you guys.
Really?
Wow, man.
Let's just play Split.
Nothing against
you. Wow, man. That's
I could
that's
tell
fucked
Nick
up.
Immediately looked at me and he did not like that I said that.
Let's just play Splitgate forever. That's where we're at right
All
now.
Right.
Like, what's better than Splitgate?
Dokev, yes. It is a massive open world. It looks like GTA. You have these little cars you drive around in. You have skateboards. You have rollerblades that you can get around in. You shoot fireworks to go faster. You have some sort of flying mechanic at some point. And you do. You play children. It looks like you play children who goes around. They go around and they battle these monsters and these giant robots that come out of nowhere and attack them with like fireworks and stuff like that. It's very.
It looked like Kingdom Hearts 3. Honestly.
Yes, it's like Kingdom Hearts and GTA. But specifically for children.
Had a gross baby.
But
and
still
Dakota
looks
can't wait
really
to play
fun.
It.
Still looks like a
it
lot
looks really
of fun.
Cool.
Check it out, Dokev. D-O-K-E-V, right?
Yep. Yep. Day one purchase for me.
Look, we're saying Dokev, but there were definitely tildes on like several of those letters, so it's probably like Dokev or something like that.
Cool.
I'm just saying, I watched the trailer, and at the end of the trailer, I feel like the E and the V definitely had like little like, hey, you're not saying this right.
They
little,
didn't.
Little things. They did.
They did.
You want to go
they
back
did.
And look at it?
No.
Guys, above the E, above the E, guys, it did.
Speaking of games
what's
that are
next?
Played on consoles that I don't have, Xbox Cloud Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Microsoft at this convention talked about cloud gaming a bit more, and that if you don't have, which you may not, a Series S or Series X console, you can actually, if you're a Game Pass member, play those games on your what we consider last gen console.
You can stream them.
You
yep.
can stream them to your console.
So yes. You're saying that Dakota and I,
yes.
Us ugly, nasty last geners,
we yes. can yeah, play The peasants. Ascent with you.
Yes, sure can.
As if that shit would load anywhere.
You can
nearby.
Still play Ascent with
know,
us, but
could we really play the Ascent with you?
We could play
really?
We could play medium.
It might actually play better because it's locked in at 1080.
It is locked in at 1080.
It might.
So what you're saying is we can play the only next gen exclusive at this.
The
oh,
few.
Sorry. We could play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Hell yeah, you can.
At 1080p.
You sure
and
can.
And the medium.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, you could play
the
it.
The new Forza when it comes
you,
out.
You could
look,
play it if you wanted.
That's coming out on both.
I'm going to be real with you. My TV says 4K.
I hate that game.
Halo?
I hate that
coming
game.
Out on both.
Yeah, I know
I
Halo's
think,
coming out on both.
I feel like my 4K on my TV is kind of like a, yeah, sure. Like, it's 60 hertz 4K. So
4K-ish?
It's like, yeah, it's like
4K light.
No Ultra HD.
Yeah.
No
so,
HDR.
So another point that they were trying to make is that you obviously are going to fill up your hard drive fucking fast with how big these games. Call of Duty alone probably is like 200 gigs at this point.
Man.
That if you wanted to basically test out a game, you could instantly play it, see if you want to download it, because it's not going to be obviously as fluid as if you just downloaded the game. So you can basically sample these games on the fly right away and decide, hey, I'm going to download this and actually play it, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
Does that is kind of cool.
That sounds appealing.
Sure.
Is it any game?
So they've been working on this for
any
a while.
Any game on Game Pass.
Oh, on Game Pass. Okay, yes. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So they've been working on this for a while. This is one of Microsoft's big things. Mm-hmm. Does that feel like where we want them to be?
No,
to
I mean
allow
ultimately
us to try some games out.
Ultimately, it's the games themselves is where I want them to be.
Well,
and I'm just playing devil's advocate.
The xCloud is supposed to eventually be something that you can stream to your tablets, your phones.
You already can.
Possibly even into the Switch. Well, a lot better when this right. is fully released and
yeah.
everything. Yes,
I played on my phone.
Yeah,
yeah.
I also played on my phone.
Right,
it was okay.
It's okay right now, but when this is a full release, it's the 1.0 version. You're gonna see hopefully a much better quality of life when it comes to how it streams to your phones.
Right,
possibly even the Switch in the future. They've
that would
talked
be nuts.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Nick's not being crazy. There have already been leaks about Game Pass coming to Switch.
That would
yep.
be.
And you can access Game Pass on the new Steam Deck when that comes out.
Yes, yep. you can.
Absolutely.
Cool.
If you get one.
Dude, that would be so cool if it went to the Switch. I would
that would
buy
be
a
fucking
Nintendo
dope.
Console
I would probably
for the
never
first time
be on my Xbox again.
Since the Super Nintendo, I would buy a Nintendo console.
We're going to get Game Pass before we get a virtual console on.
Oh, man.
Smart by Nintendo.
Yeah.
Any other real big releases that they talked about that we want to go
real
over.
Big releases.
Real is there a fishing game? Y'all
real big fish.
No, not really big yeah. releases. There were a couple smaller games, just to name them. Synced Off Planet looks like a Division co-op type game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Stray Blade, which looks like Fable Souls, is what I'm calling it.
With a little bit of Biomutant in
so
there.
So we haven't talked about it, but I mean, it could potentially be the next Titanfall. Crossfire X, which is a Microsoft
mm-hmm.
exclusive first-person shooter in the vein of a Battlefield or a Call of Duty, did get gameplay shown off at Gamescom, which, of course, we didn't watch anything for it. But that is still supposed to be a Xbox exclusive military first person shooter, which, I mean, they're talking a big game about it. This could be something, you know, Microsoft, you can tell they're putting a lot of money into exclusives right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could be a hit if it goes off well.
Could be.
So
they had Titans in it?
No, military shooter. Like
oh,
I said.
Okay. You said Titanfall too.
I'm saying it could be the next Titanfall as far as it'll be exclusive at
it's
first.
Supposed to be
and then
very
it won't
speedy.
Be anymore.
It's supposed to be a very speedy first person shooter.
Got you. Like you said Titanfall.
Yeah, I know.
And I was
like, confused too. I was like, it's
Titans?
Not going to be the next Titanfall.
It's a prequel. No.
Forgive me. I forgot. What is it? Shredder's Revenge?
Shredder's Revenge.
TMNT Shredder's Revenge.
Yeah, TMNT Shredder's
Looks
Revenge.
Looks beautiful.
If you played the arcade, the TMNT arcade game back in the day, or like at a Chuck E. Cheese mm-hmm. or an arcade or anything.
Or I had Turtles in Time on my SNES.
Yeah. I will do it as much as I fucking want.
Don't.
Stop the chop. 2021.
It is basically a sequel to that, and it looks exactly the same, but in more modernized
it's like
graphics.
16-bit.
It's like 16-bit. It looks phenomenal. It looks a lot of fun.
That's at least 64-bit. I'm just
saying. I was about to say, wasn't the Super Nintendo 16-bit
okay,
already?
When he says it's like 16-bit, I mean, that's kind of what he means. Is like it looks like the old school 16-bit.
It
when
looks
I
like
said
Moonlighter as far as graphics.
I mean, I it looks like a lot of fun, and you play as April O'Neil.
It's a 2D side-scrolling beat-em-up with the Ninja Turtles and April O'Neil.
Hell yeah.
That's all
first
you need.
Of all.
Possibly Shredder.
First
I feel
of all,
like he's in the
mean,
fucking game.
Coming
Splinter?
Out to all the new
Splinter,
gen
what
consoles,
I said.
All of them.
Never talked to a blood like that.
Was there a second of all?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then they did show off one of the first levels for the new campaign for Call of Duty Vanguard. Yeah, that's what it's called.
It's
Vanguard.
Vanguard.
And World War II again. So we're back to World War II.
Woo!
Whoop-dee-doo.
Playing,
thank you, Sledgehammer
a
Games,
young Russian
for
girl.
Taking us back to World War II.
Fuck Sledgehammer.
Again.
Look, man, Sledgehammer used to be visceral when it mattered.
Oh, I miss visceral.
Right?
Damn. I will say, I don't really care about the story of this game, but seeing a bunch of destruction and the invasion of Germany and Russia, it looked really cool. I mean, it did look really cool, but, I you know, it's another
you know
Call
when
Duty
I
storyline.
Like the mm-hmm. invasion of whatever you just said? Return to Castle Wolfenstein in the
did
early.
Did you think he was going to say Castlevania?
In the early 2000s.
So you like the invasion of Nazis?
But
no,
that
I
was,
don't
that
like
wasn't
it.
Well, you just said that. You know what I like? The invasion.
I
of...
liked it when BJ Blaskowitz came
killed,
through.
Killed the shit out
killed
of all
the
of them.
Shit out of those Nazis in the early 2000s. And here we are.
It's considered to be one of the worst Wolfenstein games.
It is.
You're a
hey.
Bunch of.
Hey, you know who was killing the shit out of Nazis before that? The Americans, 2-0.
2-0, baby. You know where Gamescom is from?
Germany. Awkward.
And our viewership just took a big hit in Germany.
Hey, you less than 1% in Germany that listened to us.
We're sorry.
It's fine. Like, we get it. Just
you,
go.
You
it,
can't
it,
fuck it, with us. 2-0. Yeah. Bring it on, bitch.
I mean, just
we're dealing with a lot of shit right now, but you know.
So are they.
Our military, unfuckwithable. Bring it on.
Unfuckwithable, huh?
Bring it. Dude, well, have you heard about how unfuckwithable we are?
Yeah,
have you heard
I did hear about it when the Taliban took over their country. Anyway,
we didn't. You didn't take over America.
Their country.
Speaking of the Taliban, country, we'd like to thank you for
the less than 1% that listen. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to us today. Guess what? No video.
spoiler alert. Didn't
spoiler
fucking happen.
If you've been listening, like, waiting for the video to pop up.
You're on YouTube. You're
pop
at our you at our site and everything. You're waiting for that video.
Our
it's
site.
Not fucking there. We apologize. There's some shit going on with the camera we weren't expecting.
I don't apologize.
We'll shit's get
stuck
that out
in slow-mo.
Soon. But we still appreciate you so much. Hey, Japan, let's get that 9% up to 10%, huh?
Why are we so popular in Japan?
I love you. All right, guys, that's us, Digital Bath Podcast, signing out.